Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wisdom Wide Open Radio. Join me, your host, Susie Bonham Craig, as we embark on another journey to open the portal of wisdom. I invite you to participate in the chat room and call in with your questions and comments on 718-305-6584 and press 1 to enter the queue. And now, our journey begins. Soulmates and journeyers, welcome to another episode of Wisdom Wide Open Radio. Today is November 1st, the beginning of a new month, as well as falling upon a full moon, and also the clocks in the United States, certain designated areas in the United States and Canada, have made their way back to standard times. And speaking about going back, often I ponder what kind of things I want to bring to our listeners on Wisdom Wide Open Radio, you know, wisdoms and insights that we could possibly share. And I pondered this for a while this week and apologized because I hadn't really decided until this morning what the show was going to be about. But I thought it would be a really fantastic opportunity to visit this topic, which is based on connecting or reconnecting with the people of your past. And I found this to be interesting only because it has been in my experience probably in the last year or so. And I've kind of wondered what my connection to and what my desire was or some kind of intention that I had set out there that had brought people from my past back into my life. And we all know that there's many, many variables of why this occurs in our life and what our motivations are. So I'd really like to explore with you, our listeners today, on what your experiences have been. And before I do that, I do want to invite everyone who wants to participate in our open forum discussion to please call in on 718-305-6584 and press 1 so that I know that you're either ready to join the discussion or have questions or comments that you'd like to share. But another reason why I wanted to bring this about is our experiences through technology and the rapid evolution of technology. And it caused me to wonder in my own experience, was technology really just initiating the opportunity for us to reconnect? You know, many of us go through our lives and we move in different directions as we evolve, you know, from young children to younger adolescents into adulthood. And oftentimes our directions lead us away from the people that we connected with very early on. And this could be with relatives, with schoolmates, some early, you know, business connections that we've made. So I think it would be a really interesting thing to hear from our listeners today. Because what I realize is all around the world, people are not only connecting with each other for the first time, especially in these types of social media environments, but we're also experiencing a strong desire to connect with people from our past. And I do want to touch upon reunions, but I really am not concentrating on, not so much on the planned reunions, those types of reunions that we have where we have planned reunions every year with family or, you know, high school reunions, college reunions, but there's something stirring inside of us, a much deeper voice that is emerging. And I really like to see how this ties in or what your ideas are or your beliefs or what you're feeling about what this might have to do with the emerging unity consciousness that we're all at, you know, connecting with, the fact that we all are connected in this thread of humanity. And, you know, there's this paradoxical thing about going back to the past and, you know, the past is over, we shouldn't go back there anymore. And then actually really going back and bringing a lot of the ancient cultures and the originating themes of humanity back to the present. So I think it's going to be a really interesting opportunity, and I really invite you to share. I'm not doing this show to talk to myself, you know, which I often do. I don't have to do that on the radio. Okay, so let's talk about some of the things that spur these connections with regard to perhaps our intentions. You know, there are many variables out there, such as we're getting older, you know, there may be some fear elements that are involved with that. Maybe some of the, you know, as we're getting older, we're feeling that time is crunching down and that, you know, we've let a lot of our lives slip by. And there's that feeling of security that's missing, especially in these times of upheaval where many of the people, you know, and humanity, and what we're feeling in it as a shift in consciousness is that we're coming into a new evolution that connects one another, that makes us realize how connected we really are. And, you know, some of these reasons might be unfinished business, you know, that we figure it's time to go back and resolve those issues. Things in your life may be coming up for healing, where now you feel better equipped to deal and go back and try to work things out. Obviously, we've all evolved in some way or another, so maybe we weren't equipped to deal with those things. Maybe there's just a stronger desire for community. We call it an impression that someone made upon our lives that now we're getting to really connect and resonate with what they were talking about. So I invite you again to please call in, because I'd like to get the conversation started if we could. And I don't have any callers on the switchboard yet. So if you're feeling like you want to comment in the chat room, I'm asking that you please call in. Because I'd like to really find out if these experiences are really happening in your life, or are they just me? And, you know, and I'll be happy to share some of the most recent ones that I've encountered in my life and that has caused me to really sit back, pause, and say, you know, is this significant in my life? And then we also have the other side of the coin, which are people who don't want to engage. They don't want to ever go back to those times in their lives or those people that they've connected for whatever those reasons are. Perhaps they feel like it was an experience they can't relate to anymore, or they just have no interest in going back. You know, they're looking forward and that's it. You know, I'm on the road and there isn't anything I could possibly have in common with any of those people anymore. And I've seen it happen. We had our 20th high school reunion several years ago, and there were quite a few people that showed up, and we didn't have a 10-year, so 20 years was a long time. And I know the excitement that builds when you're, and the nervousness that builds when you're going to go and meet these people you haven't seen in, you know, 20 years. And typically we think about, well, you know, where have they gone? Where do they live now? Were they married? Do they have children? What do they look like? Are they successful? You know, what did they end up doing after 20 years? And, you know, those are things I think that spurred me in my 20th year reunion. But what I came to find out was when we scheduled the 30-year reunion, only 6 people signed up for a wonderful dinner cruise that we were going to take. And I was really taken aback by that. I was really saying to myself, wow, was the 20th year reunion so bad that people wouldn't want to participate? Or was it they really didn't find what they were looking for? Or they were just busy. Their lives have just gotten so busy, you know. But then again, we look at social media such as Facebook and MySpace, and, you know, some of us are just tickled to go and search and see where these people in our lives are and what they're up to. So I think we have a caller on the line, and I'd like to take them on the line and join the conversation. So I'm going to open up the lines. And 908, you're on the air. What's your name, and what would you like to share with us?
My name is Tim, and I'm in New Jersey.
And welcome.
Well, thank you. I think you are very right on target about things about past situations, past lives, because those things can help you to understand who you are now and who you were at that time, and to help you to move forward into the future. Right now, I'm kind of wondering myself about certain situations that I have been in, and I'm trying to, little by little, figure them out, and they are helping me to move ahead in life.
Okay, so now when you mentioned 10 past lives, do you mean past lifetimes? You're talking about past in this lifetime.
I'm past in this lifetime.
Okay.
Because things have a way of affecting your future, and without you even realizing it, I guess I should say.
Okay, now are you finding this prevalent in your current experiences as opposed to maybe some connections you made along the way?
Connections I made along the way, and then in those situations, these were romantic situations, you wonder, you know, why did things turn out that way? Not so much for ego reasons, but for understanding why you made the decisions that you made at that time, why the other person made decisions that they made at that time, or why you two made decisions together at that time. You know, it could be something about oneself that you don't know, you know, is there, if that makes any sense.
No, it absolutely makes sense, and I'm thrilled that you're sharing this, you know, with our listeners today. And, you know, like I said, I encourage everyone, you know, who has something to share to please call in. But, Tim, what I wanted to ask you was when you talk about romantic relationships and
yes.
you talk about going back and finding out why possibly you made those decisions, why that other person made those decisions, is that what happens for you? Are you going back to past relationships and connecting with those people and really just bringing that all up for discussion again?
I haven't been able to connect with those people. I'm not even sure if those people would want to reconnect with me for whatever reason that may be. But there are times, even just at and at odd times of the day, I could be in a situation where a stressful situation, I guess I could say, where my mind reflects back to that because something about the situation that I'm in presently reminds me about something in that previous situation.
Okay, great. Now, may I ask you, this may be a personal question.
No, it's okay.
You can say yes or no, but do you have a different, do you have an expectation about how might that unfold and affect your life today? If you were to connect with these people.
I do think if I was able to connect with one particular person, it would help me to not be so, what's the word I'm looking for, so cynical about certain things in everyday life. I think more... It's a selfish feeling about it because I'm still kind of analyzing in the back of my head, was there something about myself that I guess you could say ruined the relationship or tarnished the relationship in some kind of way? Is there something that I can going back to that can help me to improve myself into the future?
Okay, so more or less, are you looking for, excuse me, possibly this other person to validate for you whether you didn't do the right thing or you did do the right thing?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes.
Okay, that's really interesting. And another question... Based on your expectation, Mm-hmm. If you were to connect with these people, if you didn't exactly receive what you were looking for, what might you think about having gone back and to journey back there?
I think it would help me to really understand them more and where they were at that time of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And by understanding where they were coming from, it would help me to understand where I was, where I was coming from and possibly where I'm going.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And, you know, I wish you success on you know, connecting. I'm sure if that's where your intention is, that somehow the universe will pull that together for you. If not, there's better things coming down the road that will be able to provide you a window.
Yes,
you know,
I think
so. To look
so.
Through and be able to really uncover what that is about yourself.
Yeah,
you know,
because
that,
only time, you know, tells, and these things do have a way of unfolding over time.
Yes, they do. And is there anything else that you'd like to share with us?
No, that was really it. I just wanted to, you know, let you know that you're doing a great job. I love your show.
Thank you, Pam.
I enjoy what you do. And please don't change. It's fabulous.
Oh, well, we always change, right? And there's always new wisdom.
Thank you so much for your
support and your kind comments, and we really appreciate it. You know, this it's something that flows through where I just have to share what's out here, and I hope that, you know, at least somebody benefits in some way. So,
yes.
And I'm happy.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you. Have a blessed
day. Thank you very
day.
Much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Wow, that's something for us to think about. And I thank you again, Tim, for sharing. Oh, we just had a caller on the line. Up, there they are again. Forgive my switchboard today, guys. But I'd like to bring on another caller, and perhaps we have a different point of view or something else they'd like to share. So hold on. Hi, 970, you're on the air. What's your name, and what's your question or comment, or what would you like to share?
Hi, Susie, it's Nanette.
Hi, Nanette. How are you?
I'm very good. I just thought I'd give you a little buzz and put in my two cents worth.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. That's what it's all about. You know, and for those of our listeners that don't know who Nanette is actually the worldwide news editor for Humanities Team. So when we talk about connections, she's right there.
Well, thank you for that plug.
Okay.
I do appreciate it. I was just—it's funny that this topic came up today because earlier today, before I saw what the show was going to be about, I reconnected with two people that it's not been years or anything, but it's been several months, and I just—it's been gnawing at me to just get back in touch with them. And I think the whole connection of reuniting and. First of all, it's just, I think our human nature is we don't want to permanently lose touch with people. I mean, I'm sure there's probably some people we do, but for the most part, we like to keep our connections alive. And the longer you leave them lay dormant, then you know you move further away of, well, I'll never call them again just because it's been so long. But and to what your previous caller was saying, I think that when you're kind of going backwards, and especially with the whole networking, Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and just the internet itself, we all have these curiosities of, you know, I wonder if this person's still hanging around or if they're on the internet or whatever. Because it's kind of fun, especially if there's been a large gap, which for some people, for me, it's been quite a large gap. It's kind of fun to talk to them and see where they are. And it's amazing to me how many people I've reconnected with over the years that have come on to the same path. That they're looking for this unity, they're looking for the oneness, they're looking for everybody getting along, and people, there's a movement happening, which you well know, and there's a video out, I think, called The New Religion is Love, and
mm-hmm.
It talks about how we're all out here, and we're kind of in an undercover situation, and we're talking about it more now than we ever have been, but for the last several years, everybody's been kind of quiet about it, because anybody hears the word spirituality and they go, oh, it's woo-woo, and it's out there. But I think that the internet has really helped in so many ways, and I know it's not a, it's real, but it's not completely real situation, because you can choose who's on your Facebook page or on your MySpace, and you can kick them out, and so that's not exactly like real life. But what I've been telling people, the thing I really enjoy about it, is that I don't always just have people that are of like mind, because I don't want to get in this mode where I'm only thinking in, you know, with like-minded people, because I'm not, it becomes preaching to the choir. Mm-hmm. And so what I really enjoy is getting people that you don't think might not be like-minded and making those connections, and then finding out how that diversity of people, you know, conservative, liberal, black, white, rap music, symphony, whatever, and you have this community. And it's really interesting how we can all, for the most part, get along in the virtual. And it's my hope that we can take that when we walk out of our homes and away from our computers into the real world. And that's what I love about making the connections.
Oh, Nanette, I love that you brought up, you know, the Facebook thing, because what I'd really like to possibly bring into the discussion is, when we look at the social media revolution and what's going on right now, I'm curious to whether or not it's almost like which comes first, the chicken or the egg. Is it because social media is in place that it's merely providing a convenient vehicle opportunity for us to now connect, where before it may have not been the right time in our lives, or we were just too busy and this seems more convenient? Or is it really that we're being spurred, like you mentioned, the movement and the connectedness and this unity and this new religion of love, that there's a spark from a voice that's deep within us now, and now we have the technology to be able to do that. So that's why we're moving forward. What are your thoughts on that?
I kind of think it's a combination of the two. Because if you're not somebody who, you know, who's apt to use something like Facebook, you're still in that zone where you're not aware of what's out there. And for those of us that do like the interaction, and I definitely think there's a convenient factor, because, I mean, you know as well as I do, I couldn't afford to travel the way I do through the internet. So I get to meet people from all over the world and, you know, all over this country. And so I think there's a combination of the convenience. I also think there is this longing to connect, and it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, which I'm not, but there's a longing to connect with like-minded people. There's also the longing for those of us that are on taking this mission seriously of getting people to be united before the repart. And we're trying to get people united, and we want to plant the seed, you know, for other people. And it's not in a hard sale sort of way. But if you carry yourself and conduct yourself in a certain way, somebody's going to say something to you. I mean, they're going to say, you know, how do you do that? Or can you share with me this? And that's how the connections start. And I've actually, besides you, for instance, I've met a lot of people through social networking.
Right. Oh, and I have too. And, you know, when I talk about that the world is just not moving and connecting with people around the world they've never known, you know, that's really exciting. But again, I'm feeling a surge of a deep urging, not just within myself. And I'm still exploring the reasons why we're having these desires now in the present. You know, is it because we have some belief systems, perhaps, like I said, time is getting short, you know, that, or our children are now grown and we have more time on our hands. And we long for those, we have those memories, those childhood memories, those evolving adolescent memories of people who have touched our lives. Are we intending to feel good, you know, as we move through the universal law of attraction and knowing that the vibrational energy will connect and attract? Do you want to go back and have those feel-good feelings? You know, that's the type of thing that I'm talking about? Or are we like seeking comfort and security in some really, you know, exceptional times right now? So that's the part that I would love to embrace and find out, you know, is it just me? I know it's just not me because before I did the show, I did some research. but I thought it would be a good thing to talk about. Like I said, there is that paradox there in this new age type movement that we're all a part of and moving towards this emerging paradigm and evolution is that our intentions to connect is what's bringing our experiences to us. And what are spurring those desires? And then what are our expectations?
Well, there's one thing I'd like to add, and then I'll free up your line for other callers. But I think that you hit on something with, I don't think it's necessarily age, but I think age does have something to do with it. And there's a nostalgic quality to like reconnecting with a cousin that you haven't seen in a long time, mm-hmm. or, you know, other family members or friends that you went to high school with. So I think there is some nostalgic force behind it. I also at the same time think that there's a driving force of knowing that, and not everybody, but thinking that you can make a difference, you know, but it's tied up in the nostalgia, getting a little older. One of your previous guests, Barbara Marx Hubbard, you know, she's 80 years old and she talks about reconnecting and connecting with people. And I think it's about a lot of things and knowing that you want to be part of this bigger thing that's happening. And whether you're even conscious of it or not, I think it's a reconnecting tool to have those curiosities and, you know, find people that maybe you haven't found. And just real quickly, just last week, I found somebody on Twitter who has the same last name as my maiden last name. And I have an unusual maiden last name, and it's Rago. It's Rago. And I have this person on my Twitter, and I thought, well, that's interesting. So I pinged him and said, where are you from? And, you know, we're probably related. We didn't know we were related, but we're probably related and not too distantly. So there's that kind of connection, too, that's happening. So
you're believing that it's really a combination of all these different variables depending on where anyone is sitting.
Yeah,
I don't think you can pin it in their life.
Right. I don't think it's one thing.
Okay, but you don't see a difference between perhaps connecting with someone 20 years ago in your life and connecting with someone now in any kind of significance? Okay.
Yeah, I absolutely do, and that's where I think maybe the age thing comes in, because as we grow older, I'm a lot less inhibited or, you know, nervous about being embarrassed or, and I'm not talking about being a fool, but I don't mind, you know, if I say, is there a possibility we're related, where maybe 20 years ago I wouldn't have thrown that out there, you know, because of just being younger and more naive. And as we get older, we do have this wisdom. I mean, I hope that most of us feel like we're more wise than we were 20 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, and somebody will tell me, I'm sure, if I'm not. But I think that wisdom, that inner wisdom and inner strength, and that, for me, it's almost a passion to connect, you know. And I've always been what I would call a connector, but not as assertively as I have been like in the last 10 years.
Okay, great. Oh, so. Thank you so much, Nanette, for sharing that, because you've touched upon a lot of the elements that I wanted to bring forth and be able to bring about. And, you know, just to hear that this is alive in your experience and, you know, how you come to your, you know, conclusions or in the flow of where you are, I think it's great. And I welcome and I thank you again for sharing.
Oh, you are so welcome.
And continue up the good work. Yes.
Okay, you too. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye, Nanette. Okay, I'd like to expand a little bit more on what Nanette was talking about, but we do have another caller. Oh, and this is someone who's calling in on their computer, with the numbers 111, so that's how I'm going to address you.
Well, that's probably me.
Hi, how are you? This is Susie. Welcome to Wisdom Wide Open Radio. What's your name?
Hi, Susie. My name is Eric, and I was calling through Skype because it was easy, convenient, and sorry for the caller ID on that.
No, great. That's great. Well, welcome. What would you like to share with us?
Well, I just noticed in the, actually through Facebook, talking of social media, I noticed the invite to share experiences about reconnecting with old friends, childhood friends. And, you know, as metaphysically interesting as it would seem, of course, I've been actually having that experience, desiring that experience in the past few months. And Facebook has proven to be a wonderful opportunity to actually make that a possibility. Given my age and generation, a lot of my childhood friends, you know, either are not on Facebook or they are just maybe discovering it like as of last week kind of thing. But one of my best childhood friends showed up on Facebook just like within a few weeks ago, and I just by coincidence decided to search Facebook and discovered him. And of course, we're bringing up all these old memories and times we spent together, you know, which was discovering the whole movement out of San Francisco and, you know, all the rock concerts we went to, you know, the very, you know, first tour of Santana and Jefferson Airplane and all these great experiences, Canned Heat and whatever. But more importantly, I was 14 when he called me. I had moved away about a year and a half earlier. Not far, but when you're young, you know, it's and you don't have cars and things, it seems like, you know, it was in a different city, even though it was close. And my sister, older sister, had discouraged me from really keeping a relationship going with him. And he called just to check in. I hadn't talked to him in many months. And, you know, and I kind of just shined him on. And I regret that to this day. And that was the very last time I ever really talked with him or saw him. And so the first thing I did when he was on Facebook was email him to tell him how deeply I regretted that. It was, you know, my bad, to use a common vernacular of young kids today. And to begin to share memories of, you know, incredible roles that he played for me in our discovery. We're the same age, about a month apart. And I was actually a month older, but I mean, it's irrelevant. We're the same age. But when I moved, I couldn't take my dog with me because my parents were, you know, anal about the whole thing. And it broke my heart. It just crushed me. To this day, I still regret that. And he was there to support me. And he was there in all these new discoveries and new adventures. And, you know, the smoking pot for the first time, right? And just discovering the music of the era. And, you know, of course, those who are back there realize no documentary, no film can do justice, no book can do justice of the feeling in the air, the magic that was in the air that carried that whole transformation, that whole cultural evolution of the 60s. But he and I were there. We shared in that. So Facebook actually, a lot, you know, that plus the girl who grew up across, you know, the girl next door, you know, reconnecting through her niece who had a Facebook account, right, who managed to get messages over to her. You know, things like that. It's been, you know, social media has really become extremely important to me on a more deeply personal level, not just for networking and friendships, and just maintaining the current friendships that you have and keeping up with everybody's lives, but, you know, really coming back and connecting on a very deep emotional, almost spiritual level with someone who played such an important role for me, and they don't know that. They never knew. And they didn't know the guilt that I carried all these years for just being an a-hole jerk, you know, when I should have just, you know, could have had a lifelong best friend, and I screwed up. And you lose touch, right, and you go about your lives, get married, have kids, and everything shifts and changes. Kids are grown, you know, they're gone, pretty, you know, for the most part, and now I'm back looking to reconnect in with that. You know, I went to a different school system and all that, so I never kept touch with a lot of those childhood friends. And I wish more of them were on Facebook.
So would you say, Eric, that you felt like there was unfinished business, and primarily unfinished business that you were able to let go of, because the actual experience that you went through really didn't belong to you. It belonged to some influences that you had.
I think we have to take responsibility for our choices, but clearly I was influenced at the time by an older sister who had, she was kind of a Machiavellian, and about a year later I just stopped talking to her for almost 2 years and said, I want nothing to do with you. But anyway, the whole thing was, I nonetheless made the choice. I mean, it wasn't that I just, blindly just followed whatever she suggested. She discouraged me from engaging in or maintaining the friendship, and she pointed out examples that appeared to have some validity, and I could see the point that she was making, where our interests might be diverging a little bit. I was hanging around with kids much older than me. We were off in the mountains doing lovin's and stuff like that. My friend would have loved to have that experience, and I should have brought him along for all of that. But he was talking about cars and things that I just at the time wasn't that interested in. And I look back now, and that was completely not true about him, in the sense that it was just a stupid move on my part. And then you just grow up, you move on, you have new friends, and you don't, at that youthful stage, you don't understand what you've done.
Okay, so these connections, and particularly this one, being able to take advantage of the gift of Facebook, because I assume that's how you're viewing it, is a chance now to do what for yourself? If you could put it into one sentence.
Well, for me, I can feel in myself an energy to really maybe, if at the minimum, have some closure. At least I got to tell them I'm sorry and admit to a really bonehead, stupid, ridiculous, totally inappropriate, shining on, and the missing out that I, and get to tell him that no matter how he feels now about me or life, what he remembers or not remembers, whatever he may have said, I never cared about him that much, anyway, who knows. But at least I can tell him I never stopped loving him and I still love him. And it's okay because it's unconditional. And maybe it's healing for him. I would love to think it is. Maybe he says, all this time I kind of thought I wasn't, felt bad about that myself, never really understood that. And now hopefully I can let that go and move on. Now, on the other end of the scale, I would love to have that friendship back. Now, you can't go home again, right? You can't rekindle those things. His life has happened. His choices have happened. And we're probably very different people in many respects. But sometimes you have that spark with somebody, and it doesn't matter what they're doing or how they are now, but how you show up for each other matters, and you still show up for each other in that positive way. And if that wasn't meant to be, then maybe it'll, with the resonance, the frequency match, quoting Abraham Hicks kind of thing, it just won't be there. You just won't be there to stay in that flow. It'll meet for its purpose, and then we'll shift and it'll go on. I don't feel that right now. He's not real communicative in terms of Facebook and emails. I know a lot of my friends in that generation, just haven't gotten used to that kind of stuff yet. But nonetheless, we don't live that far apart, about 3 hours drive, maybe 2 hours. And I'm hoping that, we can, because this all just happened last week, but I'm hoping that we can kind of reconnect and get back in there. Other friends, not that going back that far, maybe just 20 years ago, maybe a girl I dated lived next door to for a while, up in Topanga. We've connected on Facebook, but we would bump into each other every so often, once every 5 years we might bump into each other. But we've reconnected on Facebook. So it's a chance to say happy birthday and just catch up on a day-to-day kind of a thing, just keep tabs of what they're experiencing and going on. So you feel connected even if you don't see each other or communicate directly.
Mm. Well, I certainly agree with that. Like, I believe that, technology certainly has enabled us to, even though we can call it convenience, it opens the door for further opportunity. And I have to say, Eric, I really honor you in going back to that friend with the thoughts and feelings and the desire to resolve some issues you may have been carrying for your whole life and to be able to bring them up for healing and actually facing them. I mean, that's hard inner work. And I really do honor the fact that, you know, you were courageous enough to do that no matter what the outcome was. So I really do honor you.
Oh, bless you. Bless you so much for saying that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I think that we all look for some kind of resolution if there are some things that we still carry with us. You know, otherwise, you know, our belief systems and our mind, you know, patterns that we create in our lives just keep cycling and cycling. And, you know, it's refreshing to hear that someone can sit back and say, I'm going to do something about this because I need to resolve this within myself. And if it means reaching out, and as frightening as that may be, and not having the expectation, but just to resolve it for yourself, no matter what, you know, and then just see what kind of doors that opens for you. I think that's it's very admirable.
Oh, well, thank you, and I certainly understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you know, there's a quote someone sharing in the chat room by Wendell Berry called "The past is our definition. We may strive with good reason to escape it, or to escape what is bad in it, but we will escape it only by adding something better to it." And I want to thank Nanette for sharing that in the chat room, because that's really true. Now, whether we allow the past to define us now and our past relationships define us now, I know for me that's just where I sit right now, but it's also an opportunity to decide where I want to move on from here. And as Nanette said, you know, in that quote, to add to it. So even what you've done, Eric, with this, you know, this interaction with this person and possibly even your, you know, ex-girlfriend, is you've actually done a service to humanity, because you're going through a healing process. And because we're all connected, that allows the energy of healing to emerge in other people. So people aren't really aware of the contributions that they make just as a result of their own interactions that they have with people. And if people can touch on a more positive level with that unconditional love kept in place, what a magnificent impact that makes on humanity without you even knowing about it. You know, just as your friend said, you didn't know that you were harboring all this stuff, and now you've brought it up, and it's been healed for you and resolved. Imagine how much of that energy, when you talk about Abraham Hicks, I mean, that goes out a thousandfold, a millionfold, when you connect on those levels. So imagining what you've just opened for humanity.
Well, wow, that's a whole new perspective, and thank you so much. And that was such a beautiful, apt, you know, prose or poetry or, you know, quote that you gave. It was really right on.
Well, it was actually by Wendell Berry, and it was delivered by Nanette, so I thank her. I take no credit, you know, and
right.
Again...
Thank you, Nanette.
Yeah, it's amazing, too. I find that, you know, we can't dictate what spirit resonates with or not. And if we allow spirit to come through us, those resonations, you know, will become clear to us. And I think this is part of the journey. And even going back, you know, and finding out it doesn't matter what's going on right now, I have these thoughts, I have these memories, I like to share, it provides me the feeling of that connectedness. Now, you know, perhaps it might be good to hear from someone who actually had a desire to go back where there was a major, major conflict in their life, major conflict, and see what that's about, you know. So I thank you, Eric, you know, for sharing and, you know, and for your courage.
Well, thank you very much.
And for what you've done for humanity right here on the radio.
Well, thanks. That's probably the best part of it all, and I agree with you. Thank you.
Okay, blessings. Okay, listeners. We only have 15 minutes left, and I do encourage you to call in. In the meantime, I'd like to share my experience, which happened just about a year ago, of first cousins of mine who I was very, very close with. They were my mother's brother's children, and actually lived with them for a short time while their mother was very ill when we were very young. And much of that time I don't remember, but after having my mom make her transition about 3 years ago, I was left with a lot of her things, and when I finally had the courage to go through them and the time to devote to that, I discovered that I had a lot of things that actually belonged to her brother that were passed on from my grandmother to my mother, and I really felt that they should have them. So the inkling in me was to try and search out these people. Now, unfortunately, the reason why we separated ways is that my mother was somewhat controlling in a fashion when it came to the family and had disconnected, you know, for whatever reasons and things that she was dealing with in her lifetime. And we kind of followed suit with that. You know, we were young, not really quite understanding. And over the years, I had these, you know, feelings that would emerge. Gee, I wonder what they're doing. I mean, this is my family. I remember, you know, when my child was a baby and my cousin's child was a baby, and now they don't see each other, you know, and they've never met my daughter. And, you know, I wondered what opportunities may have been missed along the way. But in any event, I started to search because I really felt that the items that I had in my possession belonged to them. And I made contact, and it was amazing, amazing. Of course, I made it through the internet. It wasn't Facebook, but Facebook has now allowed us to connect on certain levels. But the reunion of sorts that took place was very, very healing, not just for me, but for my cousins as well, and in understanding what actually cycled through that whole evolution of disconnect and now reconnect again. So I'm curious to if anyone else has something that they'd like to share with regard to that. Otherwise, I can go into another experience I just had with a bunch of childhood friends, and I'm talking 5, 6, 7 years old, and through Facebook, and it really wasn't a search to go out and connect with these people. It was just connecting with one, and then the whole thing just seemed to grow. And I'm really excited because I feel that I'm at a point in my life where I released a lot of judgment in my life. You know, when we're growing up, we have our little cliques, our little, you know, sectors, or, you know, label calling, whatever it was, and the people that we resonated with young and growing into adolescence and dealing with all the, you know, the emotions and the feelings and betrayals and God knows what else. And I feel in releasing a lot of judgment and feeling a lot closer and knowing that I'm part of the collective of humanity, that also includes a lot of the pain that people feel. It is the human condition. And I think I'm really excited now about journeying and getting together with these people again where we are in this moment. You know, we may share a few things, but I'm really excited to see, you know, what's bringing us all together. And certainly my intentions to connect and really be connected into that unity consciousness and being a part of that movement, I believe has, you know, the universe has set up these circumstances and events to appear in my life. And, you know, it's fully cooperating in my best interest. So I'm really excited about it. So is there anybody else that would like to call in? Because if not, we're going to have some dead air here. And, you know, it's never good to have dead air on the radio. So, Sunny J, are you reconnecting with your past? Anyone in the chat room? Are people showing up for you? Hi, Jean. Welcome. Well, we have another caller on the line, and I'd like to bring them on the line. Thank you so much for calling in and joining the discussion. This is area code 812. You're on the air. What's your name, and what would you like to share with us?
Hi, my name is Julie, and I just kind of listen. Are you there?
Yes, great.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I think I'm going to have to turn that down for a minute.
Ah, yes, you have the radio on.
Yeah, and it just kind of confuses me. Bear with me. Okay, this is better. Anyway, I just listened to you about your cousins, how you reconnected with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of brought back, this year I actually did the same thing, and I just kind of wanted to share that. I hadn't talked to my aunt and my uncle and my cousin for, close to 23 years. And it was pretty much because of the very similar situation. Unfortunately, my mother kind of was very controlling, the same way of deciding who we were allowed to talk to and who we weren't. And it took me over 20 years to get the strength together, even though I'm far away from them, together, and just to say, you know what, this is my life, and I should be able to talk to these people because I miss them.
Mm.
And it was, you know, I was really hesitant, and I didn't, I found them on Facebook. That's how I got into Facebook, and I was very hesitant first, didn't know what to say, and so I said a little something about my grandma, and then they knew who I was, and it was just such a joy. I think we didn't stop writing back and forth for almost 2 months every day, and just to reconnect. But the guilt, because my mother's still alive, even though she's thousands of miles away, the guilt is still there because she does not know that I'm talking to them. So, you know, I don't know why I would feel that way. And but it was just very interesting that you were sharing that with your about your cousins.
Well, you know, I'd like to ask you, do you feel good about where you are right now and having made those connections or reconnections?
Absolutely. It's wonderful. It feels so good. Because, I don't know, it feels like having part of me that was missing for a long time. You know, I thought I didn't need it. But then when it came back, it's just joy. I feel all it presents is joy. Kind words and joy and happiness.
Well, how could you ever feel guilty about that?
Well, you're right. You're right. And I guess it's just because I would love to share that with, I guess I would love to share that with my mother, and I can't do that.
Okay.
Because she wouldn't understand, you know, she just would not understand. She's on a different, I always call it a different wavelength.
Okay, well, is that okay with you, though? You realize, I mean, I honor you, too, explicitly, because I feel that you've come to a space in your own life again to resolve and to turn back into that joy that is your divine right and to reconnect on those levels. I mean, really, if we think about it, if someone cut off our arm and threw it somewhere and then, you know, someone came and sewed it back on and we were able to use it again, would we ever feel guilty about losing it in the first place? You know
right.
what I mean? I don't know if that's a good analogy, but but as far as bringing that joy back and to be able to experience that, that's the true freedom I think that we all seek. And in knowing that you're okay with your mom not understanding that, but that you're able to be present and to be really immersed in that joy, I think is really beautiful. And, you know, I honor you, too, for taking that step for yourself. I think it's great.
Yeah, and like you said, it's like it was really important for me to move on, because sometimes I feel we are stuck, but we don't realize what it is. We look very closely, like maybe just a few years back, at something that may have gotten us stuck. But actually, a lot of times it goes way back, you know, and even though a lot of times we say, you know, don't worry about the past is behind you, there are things in the past, I think, that we need to just, like you say, reunite with and just feel comfortable and good about, and bring them back, because they may have just, I don't think they were supposed to be gone. And so just to move forward.
Yeah, well, you know, and I believe, you know, and this is, of course, my belief, and doesn't need to go any further than that, other than I can share it, because I'm the host. I believe that everything is unfolding exactly as it should, and we have much to gain and many things to learn along our journey. And, you know, I forgot your name already. I'm sorry.
It's Julie. No, that's fine.
Julie, that the fact that you're able to bring this out and even share it with someone you've touched, I know, because you've significantly touched me. And like I said, we can't control what spirit resonates with you, but my spirit just resonated with you. So I appreciate that, because, you know, it just tells me, again, how deeply connected we all really are, and that our purpose of life is to experience joy.
That's right. Thank you so much. And I do like to thank you also for the beautiful messages you give out on Facebook. I'm on your Facebook. So I just I enjoy seeing your notes and messages. So you bring a lot of joy to people. And I love the picture. It's just every time I look at your picture on Facebook, it's just like all it represents is just this happiness. It's just life is beautiful. That's what it represents to me.
Yeah, well, that's what I was feeling. In fact, when I was thinking about changing it, you know, because of the seasons, and I'm like, no, I'm just going to keep it up a little longer because I want to make a smooth transition into coldness, you know. I was like,
yeah,
I'll just keep it up there a little bit longer, you know. But thank you so much, Julie. And now I know exactly who you are. But thank you so much. And
okay.
Thank you always for your kind, you know, responses and the comments that you leave. And thank you again, you know, for joining us and
okay.
for sharing.
Thank you, and you have a good evening. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye,
yes.
Julie. Well, we have about 3 minutes left, listeners, and I can't tell you how much I enjoyed engaging in this conversation and hearing from people, you know, how meaningful this is to them about reconnecting with their past in beneficial ways and how, you know, what it brings to light for them now in the present, and whether that have been releasing some negative energies that they had. You know, sometimes it takes a lot of courage to go back, you know, and with things like Facebook, it kind of starts eliminating our excuses for why that can't happen if it's really what we want to be doing. So I encourage you all to really, you know, tune in and check in, and if spirits resonating there somewhere, you know, follow it. They're your instincts, and I know that they'll never lead you in the wrong direction. They're only going to lead you to where you need to be. All right, so I appreciate everyone joining us, and thanks again. I love these open forum things. I hope to have more of them in the future. All right, so thank you for joining us, everyone. Thank you, Louise, Sunny J, Nanette. Well, peace of clarity, that's my Louise. My friend Jean, I hope your eye feels better. Okay, and thank you, Tim, for sharing early on. And everyone, all our guests, thank you so much, and I hope you find the joy in enjoying the journey. We'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.